तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियनमा
नमस्ते। SBS नेपाली पोडकास्टको यो नयाँ अङ्कमा तपाईँलाई स्वागत छ। अस्ट्रेलियामा उच्च शिक्षा लिइरहेका विद्यार्थीहरूको प्रतिनिधित्वका लागि यही वर्षको फेब्रुअरी महिनादेखि एउटा नयाँ स्वतन्त्र सेवा नेशनल स्टुडेन्ट अम्बुजम्यान एनएसओ सञ्चालनमा आएको थियो र यो शुरू भएको 5 महिनाभित्रै 1500 भन्दा बढी गुनासोहरू दर्ता भएका थिए। तीमध्ये केही विद्यार्थीहरूले भेदभाव, जातिवाद, लैंगिक हिंसा र यौन दुर्व्यवहार सम्बन्धी पनि कम्प्लेन गरेका थिए र यस्ता गुनासोहरूको संख्या कम भए तापनि वास्तविकता फरक हुन सक्ने र यस्ता अन्य धेरै घटनाहरू घटेको हुन सक्ने एनएसओ की फर्स्ट असिस्टेन्ट अम्बुजम्यान सेरा बेन्डल बताउँछिन्। एनएसओमा दर्ता भएका कम्प्लेनहरूबारे हामीले बेन्डलसँग गरेको कुराकानीको यो तेस्रो भागमा डिस्क्रिमिनेसन, रेसिजम र हेल्थ एण्ड सेफ्टी सम्बन्धी चर्चा गर्दैछौ। What about racism-related incidents and the complaints?
We are receiving complaints about racism and discrimination, all forms of discrimination. But as you can see, Danita, it's only 7% of the matters that are coming through the door. My view is that that's clearly not representative of the prevalence of matters. But I think in this category, we need to recognise that it can be quite confronting for people to complain about racism. And I have heard from students that, particularly for international students, that it's a frightening process to complain about racism. And many students are really concerned about, any sort of retaliation or impacts on their visa. So we are receiving complaints about racism and discrimination. I think not representative of the number that's out there.
You mean there's more?
I think there's more, yeah. I don't think that 7% of our complaints represents the prevalence of racism or discrimination based on what we've heard and what we've read. But I also note that the Australian Human Rights Commission will come out in the course of the next few months with its survey on the prevalence of racism at universities. So the NSO is staying connected to that work, and I think the Australian Human Rights Commission plans to publish their final report at the end of this year, which will contain recommendations. So we'll continue to stay closely connected to that work so that we can support the sector to make any systemic improvements that it needs to prevent discrimination and racism.
Now, in this category of the 7% of complaints, is it more of domestic students or international students? Do you have that number?
I don't have that number, but I know it's a bit of both. And the numbers are quite low, so it's not one that I can really talk about case studies.
And on what basis has this kind of discrimination been, like, religious, cultural, or, like, can you talk a little bit about that?
I think it's a range of things. So it's students feeling discriminated on the basis of whether how special consideration or processes are decided for them. It's students experiencing racism while on placements, which poses, I think, greater challenges for the sector because you've got students in different settings who are having, being subject to racist remarks that isn't occurring at the university. So there's some work for universities to do to ensure that placements are safe, and then when something happens, students are supported. So it's also complaints about the course content not being reflective of the global reality that we live in, rather than so many students don't believe that their cultures are represented in the course syllabus.
So when it comes to complaints of discrimination and racism, it can be pretty challenging, like you mentioned, for students to actually approach someone and formally complain about it, especially whether it's with their university, against their education provider, or at external scenarios like a placement where they might not even know a lot of people. So how would you suggest, you know, these kind of sensitive matters can be dealt with, like, how can the students feel confident enough to come out and talk about it?
I think a couple of things there. I think, you know, universities, some universities are working hard to ensure that they better prepare students, including international students, for placements. So students understand the environment that they're going into, which I think is fantastic. But in addition to that, also engaging more closely with the placement provider to make sure the provider provides a safe space for students, including international students. In terms of reporting incidents on placements, most universities do ensure that students know how to do that. And that may well be happening and just not reaching the NSO's radar. So I think that's happening, but I think probably underpinning all of this, Danita, is the fact that students that experience racism, we know experience racism multiple times, sometimes multiple times a day. So there's just a practicality component with that. You know, I think from a student's perspective, whose lives are really busy, I think they quite rightly would wonder whether it's worth raising a complaint about something that happened so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And the emotional toll of that.
Yep. And what would your suggestion be to anyone going through something like this, and if they're in a dilemma whether they should, you know, lodge a complaint or not?
Yeah, I mean, I would say to students that experience racism or discrimination to give our service a call, because you know, we are here to assist, and we're also here to just listen if that's what a student needs. And by doing that, even if a student doesn't want to progress a complaint, it builds our evidence base for what is happening that needs to be changed within the sector. So I guess I would also highlight that, you know, what's great about the NSO is that we can achieve individual resolutions that are tailored specifically for the student's situation. So it might be we might be able to achieve an outcome that really reflects what the student needs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth giving us a call would be my headline.
Right. And the next I've got on my list is health and safety. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, so this is a category of complaints that includes gender-based violence matters. As I said at the beginning, gender-based violence is a really important focus area for the NSO, because it connects into the reason why the NSO exists. And again, on the numbers, it's worth noting that it's much smaller percentage of matters coming through the door, which similarly to the discrimination and racism, I think reflects that it's just much harder subject matter for students to complain about.
What percentage is it?
It's 5%, I think, that category. Yeah, so much, much smaller.
And what matters does it include?
So this includes gender-based violence matters, as well as bullying and harassment.
Is there any example of this that you could give us?
I mean, these are situations that have happened that involve really serious physical and mental impacts on students. So gender-based violence includes sexual harassment and sexual assault. Bullying and harassment, again, can be really significant, have a really significant impact on students. So we're seeing, although the numbers are small for gender-based violence, we are seeing really serious complaints come to the NSO. I think it's worth noting that, you know, we've received really serious gender-based violence complaints, including complaints about sexual assault. International students comprise 24% of complaints in this category.
And is there any number on the gender?
Oh, absolutely, overwhelmingly females.
And in these types of complaints, Sarah, I'm sure that the whoever is making the complaint might also be needing support at that time. So how does the NSO deal with such kind of a situation?
So we've spent a lot of time trying to ensure that our services are trauma-informed, and all complaints about gender-based violence go through our what we call our care team, which is our conciliation and restorative engagement team, who are all trained in delivering trauma-informed services. We also have a counselling service for students that are really suffering and need some additional support in order to be able to continue to complain and to continue to engage with what's been a traumatic experience for them. So we put a lot of effort into making sure that we genuinely do no further harm to students through our process.
Mm-hmm. Right. And have you heard on matters of social cohesion as well, particularly?
Well, I mean, I suppose those would fit into the discrimination and racism type of complaints. I mean, if you mean social cohesion in terms of antisocial behaviours that alienate certain groups of students, I think that we really see that come through in the discrimination and racism complaints.
Mm-hmm.
It might be worth noting that we are currently working on our annual report publication. So that will come out in October, and that will give much more detailed data on the types of complaints we're receiving and the providers that have received complaints about them. We're also developing a quarterly report, quarterly insights report, that we will publish, which is our first steps towards supporting the sector to not just wait for complaints, but to be able to proactively improve its systems and processes through the insights that we're generating each quarter. And that will be public, so you're more than welcome to reach back out to us once we publish that. The other thing to note, Janita, maybe connected to that, is that we have been really pleased with the way that the sector has welcomed the creation of the NSO. They are clearly listening to what the NSO is saying, and they are adopting a proactive approach to complaints. So far we've resolved about 43% of the complaints that we've received, and many of those contain really great outcomes for students, but also the identification of systems and processes improvements that the universities are picking up. So it's been positive in that sense.
And what about First Nations students? How much of these complaints comprise of them?
Well, I don't know that I can give you a reasonable statistic on that, Danita, because we ask people if they identify as First Nations, but not all students do. So it's not a mandatory field. I guess what I can say is we have received complaints from First Nations students, and they are across the categories of complaints. So, you know, all students, whether they be international, First Nations, or domestic, you know, other forms of domestic students, are complaining about the same things.
Is there anything particular from Indigenous students?
Not at this stage. Okay. Yeah, not the numbers aren't big enough. So we're not receiving anywhere near the same number of complaints from First Nations students as we are from international students at this point. But you know, we've only been open for 5 months, and we know that we need to ensure that, you know, all students feel comfortable and trust using the NSO services. So we're doing quite a lot of engagement at the moment, including into First Nations communities, to raise awareness of the NSO.
श्रोताहरू हुने थिइन् नेशनल स्टुडेन्ट अम्बुड्समेन एनएसओकी फर्स्ट असिस्टेन्ट अम्बुड्समेन सेरा बेन्डल. यो सँगै हामी तपाईँलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौँ कि यस कुराकानीमा व्यक्त गरिएका विचारहरू वक्ता स्वयंका हुन् र यी विचारहरूप्रति एसबीएसको समर्थन वा विरोध छैन. र एनएसओबारे थप जानकारीका लागि तपाईँले अनलाइनमा नेसनल स्टुडेन्ट अम्बुड्समेन भनेर पनि खोज्न सक्नुहुन्छ. पडकास्टको यो भागमा हामीले बेन्डलसँग जातिवाद, भेदभाव, यौन दुर्व्यवहार लगायतका विषयमा विद्यार्थीहरूले गरेका गुनासोहरूको बारेमा चर्चा गर्यौं. त्योसँगै यहाँहरूलाई जानकारी गराइहालौं कि यदि तपाईँ वा तपाईँले चिनेको कोही व्यक्तिलाई घरेलु तथा पारिवारिक हिंसा वा यौन हिंसा सम्बन्धी सहायता चाहिएको छ भने 1800 रिस्पेक्टलाई 1800 737 732 मा फोन गर्नुहोस् वा 1800respect.org.au मा जानुहोस्। मेन्स रिफरल सर्भिसको लागि 1300 766 491 मा सम्पर्क गर्नुहोस् र आपतकालीन अवस्थामा भने 000 अर्थात 000 मा फोन गर्नुहोस्। यो सँगै एनएसओमा दर्ता भएका अन्य विषयका कम्प्लेनहरू जस्तै कि पठन पाठन पढाइ शुल्क आदिका विषयमा पनि हामीले बेन्डलसँग गरेका कुराकानीहरू पडकास्टका अन्य भागमा प्रकाशित गरेका छौं। तपाईँले त्यो सुन्नुभएको छैन भने सुन्नका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइटमा जानुहोस्। ठेगाना हो sbs.com.au/nepali। त्यस्तै गरी गुनासोहरूको संख्या यति धेरै हुनुका कारण के होला भनेर पनि हामीले उनीसँग कुराकानी गरेका छौं। त्यो भाग छिट्टै प्रकाशित हुने नै छ। सुन्नको लागि आजै आफ्नो फोनमा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्न रुचाउने प्लेटफर्महरू एप्पल पडकास्ट स्पोटिफाई लगायतमा पनि हामीलाई पाउन सक्नुहुन्छ। एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट भनी खोजेर हामीलाई फलो गर्नुहोला।
अनलाइन र सोशलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्। sbs.com.au/nepalima जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा एसबीएस नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।